This is Jan Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, and I'm at Lunwood at the Type 2 Diabetes Roadshow. And I'm here with Jen Thorley, who's a community diabetes dietitian. Hello.
Hello there, nice to meet you.
Now, what are you doing here today, and what is your aim for today?
So I'm here today, I'm representing the diabetes team, and essentially our biggest area of sort of promotion is always group education. Essentially it's very different from education, what we deliver. It's almost a course that it enables people to become experts in managing their own diabetes. They come through to us with lots and lots of questions, the same questions that they might not have had answered properly by GPs, nurses out in community, and it's because, you know, everyone's got their different areas of specialism, and it's about sort of empowering those patients to come out of the other side of our programme, really knowing what it is they need to do, and particularly with the diet and their lifestyle, to help manage this long-term condition. You know, it's not going away. They've been diagnosed with it, and they've got to learn to manage it as well as they can. And through diet and lifestyle education, it can really improve somebody's quality of life in all areas, not just the diabetes. So today I'm here with some boards from the programme that we deliver in Barnsley, and it's known as the Expert Programme. So essentially it's a free course. It's delivered by two educators from the hospital and two educators from the community services. So we work together, and it's a 6-week programme. You get a manual, and each week we cover different sort of specialist areas of diabetes, from learning about your blood tests and what they mean, the risks of uncontrolled diabetes and how to prevent them. We cover anything to do with diet. There's 3 full weeks on all the different dietary approaches you can take to improve your diabetes. And we also promote lots of the other people who are here today. So the health and wellbeing program, helping get people more active. We promote the podiatry service. So it's a big team, and our aim is to, by the end of the programme, ensure that person leaves feeling 100% more confident in managing the condition, you know, through the ages.
I noticed you mentioned the word dietary approaches, so there's different ways of approaching it, so there's not just one hard and fast way.
Exactly, yeah, it's a big debate. You know, you will get people from a very extreme camp of let's go very low carb, let's do keto, and you will get people at the other end of the spectrum. But really, what we are focusing on is it's meeting in the middle, and it's a sensible dietary approach. Yes, we talk about how carbs affect blood glucose and how eating them in excess can cause a raised blood glucose, but it's about generally taking a more sensible approach in just moderately reducing your carbohydrates. So we talk about the low carb approach, we talk about a Mediterranean diet approach, and we also talk about a low-fat approach. There is, in recent sort of weeks as well, given, you know, the interest around total diet replacements and diabetes remission, we do talk about referrals onto the diabetes remission program, which we have available in Barnsley as well. So yeah, there's not a, essentially the key message for diet for me is one size doesn't fit all, and there isn't a hard fast diet that works for everyone. What works for one person might not work for another, and it's my role as a dietitian to sort of speak to people on an individual basis and work out what type of dietary intake they do enjoy and what could they stick to long term, so that we can set some achievable goals. And that diet might look very different for one individual compared to another.
And now, if anybody's listening to this, how would they get in touch? Is it something that's referred to via their doctors?
So essentially my service, you tend to get diagnosed with diabetes, and your first port of call is to attend the Expert Programme. And on completion of that, if you have specific dietary requirements or you really want to focus in on one of the specific dietary approaches, you can ask the educators at the end to be referred into the community dietitian service, and that's when you'll get sent a letter to invite you to one of my clinics. So yeah, it's fairly easy, but I would really encourage people to give the Expert Programme a go first, because that is where you get everything you need need from a self-managing support point of view.
Thank you very much, Jen. Thank you for speaking to me.
Brilliant. It was nice to meet you. Thank you.
This is Jara Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM at the Type 2 Diabetes Roadshow.